with gothic passion, making love itself a phantom that will not die. A chilling commentary on desire's darker grip. Edith Wharton, the grand dame of Gilded Age society, used stories like The Lady Maid's Bell and The Eyes to suggest that privilege and wealth do not banish ghosts, they invite them. Feeding on secrets hidden behind polished facades. Chopin, best known for her explorations of women's independence and passion, veered into the spectral with her letters, where desire, secrecy, and guilt reach beyond the grave. Wolfe's A Haunted House, though written beyond the Gilded Age, carries the breath of its Gothic inheritance, the hush of terror, the ache of longing, and the ghosts of women's voices rising at last. Even lighter writers of the time, like E. Nesbitt, known for children's literature, turned unexpectedly grim with stories like Man Size in Marble and The Violet Car, in which everyday settings slip into uncanny terror. Mary Braddon's Cold Embrace lingers on doomed romance with chilling persistence, while Mary Shumley's Let Loose invites us into male-narrated horror, where women's shadows still press at the edges. Ghost offered women a unique literary tool. A ghost could be both silent and unstoppable, much like the women themselves were perceived at that age. Apparitions might embody forbidden desires, silenced anger, or the invisible weight of domestic labor. The haunted house became a metaphor for the home itself, a space gilded with beauty yet brimming with secrets. These stories allowed women to write about betrayal, oppression, passion, and power, subjects they could not always explore openly. To write horror as a woman in the Gilded Age was to bend the genre into something revolutionary. These were not tales of swashbuckling heroes or gothic lords. They were parables of confinement, rebellion, and survival. Every whisper in the corridor, every flicker of ghostly eyes in a Wharton tale, every cursed figure in a Freeman story, speaks to the experience of women who lived surrounded by societal expectations and dared to press against them. Ghost Stories from the Gilded Age gathers these spectral works into one volume, inviting modern readers to hear the voices of women who refused to be silenced, even if they had to speak through the mouths of ghosts. These stories still startle, unsettle, and enthrall, not only because they are well-crafted hauntings, but because they reveal something larger. The presence of women in a genre too often credited to men. The women of the Gilded Age and its neighboring decades were not just telling ghost stories. They were building a hidden tradition of horror, an alternative Gothic in which women's voices, anxieties, and desires found uncanny form. Their ghosts stand as a reminder that the unseen world is not only about death, but about the things society tries hardest to bury. So enter, reader, with caution. These are not merely stories of specters rattling chains in the night. They are voices from parlors and attics, whispers from diaries and sick rooms, shadows in the corners of respectability. They are women's ghosts, and they are here to be heard.
Man Size in Marble by E. Nesbitt. Although every word of this story is as true as despair, I do not expect people to believe it. Nowadays, a rational explanation is required before belief is possible. Let me then at once offer the rational explanation.